Welcome, fight fans, to What's On Fight, the podcast that watches combat sports directly on the Fight app. I am Finn Fish, and I have a co-host. He is Mr. Forfro. What's up, Mr. Forfro?
Hey, nothing much. I have just been really busy since the last time we recorded. Of course, I attended the Rocky Mountain Pro Season 2 tapings for the Fight TV app. Hopefully that'll be out in a few weeks. They've got a couple events happening soon. I've been to tons of baseball games here in Colorado, seeing the Rockies play the Cubs and the Dodgers this last week. How's your week been?
Oh, my God. I've been extremely busy. I'm, like, averaging more than 60 hours a week working. But I got to attend a couple of wrestling shows. I got to attend Freak Show Wrestling. And I got to interview a character that they have, Donald Trump, one of my favorite characters. He's a play on Donald Trump. And I got to go the next day to the Cauliflower Alley Club show, which was great. But the Freak Show Wrestling show wasn't as good. I got like a big time diatribe on that one, but yeah. But I'm just busy working and trying to catch up on wrestling, pretty much.
Yeah, I totally understand that.
Yeah, it's like everyone's busy this season, I guess. Spring's coming up. I was looking to go to SummerSlam, but I've been too busy. So what I have done is I've set my sights on WrestleMania in New Orleans. So you got a good shot of going, because I'm working so much now, that's why I'll just take my vacation then. So I'll probably look like, 80% chance of going to WrestleMania if I don't find something better to do.
Very, very cool. Yeah, that looks like fun. And I'm thinking about it myself, but I'm just not sure if I'll be able to swing it next year, but it's always a fun time. Like I said, I did go to Dallas last year, so that was fun. Of course, that's a lot closer for the both of us, actually. You in Vegas and me in Denver. So that's a little bit closer, but I would imagine New Orleans isn't too much farther away, yeah. Theoretically. So next state over.
Yeah. But I know you guys have all been waiting for it. Our next review, which is new European Wrestling Snake Pit. I guess they named their episodes after something or another. And this is the Snake Pit is their battle royal.
But, yeah, that's what they theme their battle royal. That's the theme name. So I like it. It's different. So
you ready to get into our review of new? People say what? It's new European wrestling.
New
missions are new. Snake Pit, and I'm gonna butcher half these names, so I'm not gonna say half.
Oh, I'm going to butcher half the names too. And I know a little bit of German, so I understood this little disclosure. This episode is in German, or in German, German is Deutsch. So even I had a little, I don't speak it fluently. I know a little bit, but I heard a couple things, and as we go along, I'll point out a couple things that I did hear. So,
okay. Yeah, usually what I've seen with shows are in totally in Spanish, they have the SP up. They didn't have nothing up, so I thought it was in English. So, not thinking it was in, Spanish, or in Dutch, or whatever, German,
yeah.
Whatever they want to call it.
Yeah,
so,
Deutsch.
So I thought it was going to be a mixed, but nope.
Yeah, but we did find out that suplex in German is suplex. So
yeah,
that
German suplex is...
So that was good to know. Good to find out.
All right, let's start this episode off. Did you notice that they covered up a lot of the music?
The music that was kind of weird. It was kind of different. It was like something's going on here.
They doubled up the music. I'm like, did they try to cover it up? I'm like, why are you doing it? A lot of entrances were just not even dubbed over. They were just another track was played on top of it.
Yeah.
Is that the arena music? Is it their theme song? Why are they playing two songs at once?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Maybe they just had a couple different audio tracks, or had an audio track there live, and then when they were adding the commentary in for the Fight TV, that's maybe what happened there. So not quite sure what happened there, but yeah. Well, I guess we should say just the overall things. New is, I think, founded by Das Wunderkid, Alex Wright.
Alex Wright, that's right.
Yeah. And this is coming from the New Hotspot, is what they called it. And one good thing that I liked, they had a lot of camera angles in this episode.
Oh, yeah, they're flipping and flopping around. Couldn't see the crowd very much. They're far. There's no guardrail to access the ring, but they're kind of far back, so you really could see them. But they were there. They're loud.
Yeah, they're basically, instead of having guardrail right there at the right at the ring, they were kind of basically, I would say, if I had to kind of measure it, I'd say they would be like in the fourth row. That's how far they were back from the ring, so it gave them a lot of room to work when they had to go out to the floor in any of the matches.
And tonight they have a special guest showing up, is Tom LaRouffe.
LaRouffe. Yeah. They said that he has been previously in TNA, and I forget if they said that he was in WWE as well.
I mean, he was in NXT.
NXT, okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
He was a character in NXT. Talk about it. He has a gladiator heritage or something. He has a mask and
a helmet. Yeah, he's the Greco-Roman warrior. Is what they called him.
I heard him saying Greco-Roman a lot, but I didn't know who or what they're referring to.
Yeah. He did come out and say that his German isn't that good. But the only thing I have to say to Tom LaRouffe about that is, ich bin Ausländer und spreche nicht Deutsch, ich spreche Deutsch ein bisschen. So, so if you want a little translation, that's I'm a foreigner, they don't speak German well. I do speak a little bit of German, so.
Oh, what to know. Let's get into our first match of the night. And, some names are simple.
Yeah.
Whisper. They call him Cash Clash. Her partner, Whisper's partner?
Yes. Cash Crash. Yeah. Tongue Twister. Ugh.
That's a bad name.
Yeah. CC for short.
No. Crappy name for short. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's tough in any language.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I see you put, it was like Nikki Foxland.
Foxley.
But that's not how a lot of the words they pronounce it and say it were like.
Yeah.
I thought it was to say Foxley. But it's Foxlin. But,
yeah.
Okay.
It was tough. Some of the, graphics were on very, very shortly when they made the entrance. Oh, the entrance, by the way, the entrance way looked really, really good too. The way they set up the arena with the curtains and everything did a really good job to help accentuate the entryway. So I thought that was really good too. All
right. And I don't know. I'm not even going to mess this guy's name up. So.
Double J. I think it was Yanni Yarik. So.
Yanni Yarik. Okay.
Yeah. Double J.
This match, oh my gosh, this is pure comedy, and I was like, if these German guys look like this, they looked alike. They're just, you know, cookie cutter guys. They look like The Miz to me.
Like,
what is The Miz wrestling The Miz for?
Yeah, there was actually in this whole episode, there was a lot of people that looked alike, and it was very difficult, especially when it comes to the battle royal foreshadowing. It was like, is that who? Which one is that?
There's a guy that looks like you in the battle royal.
Yeah.
I didn't write down his name, but I think that would be you if you were a wrestler.
Okay.
He looked like he was bald, but he was wearing a Tommy Dreamer outfit. The long pants and the t-shirt.
Okay. Well, I guess when we get to that, I'll try to think about who my doppelganger is.
Yeah. this is, you know, more comedy than anything. It's supposed to be intergender tag, but the heels were going after Fate Whisper, so.
Yeah.
I guess it wasn't the rules. These dorks, the heel team, turn around to celebrate for some odd reason. Whisper rolls one of them up, and they get the pin and the win, but JJ thinks his team won. I don't know how you think his team won when they're both holding, you know? I'm like, I hope this show is not like this all the way, because this made no sense at all.
Yeah, this was very weird for the first match of the card. The intergender match, you know, and it just was really weird. But yeah, like you said, I think you actually got it the other way around. Crash, the heel team. They think they won, but actually JJ and, Miss Fox, the gal, whatever her name is, they actually did.
They looked like so much. I didn't even know.
Yeah, it was crazy. But you know, it's okay because I was listening and I actually, this is some of the German that I did catch in the match, because Crash and Whisper, still kissed after the loss. I think they said something, oh, it's okay because they're still in love. And you know, they did get a kiss. So, ich liebe dich is I love you in German. So, just an FYI. Did you guys know you're going to get a German lesson on What's on Fight this week?
In our next match, I guess this is Boris Payne versus Zian Air.
Zian Air. Yeah.
Another two dudes that looked alike.
Yeah. But, you know, when it comes to Boris, though, I did believe that he, you know, with a little tweaking, he could probably really pull off a Russian. And I thought the name's great, and just a little bit of, you know, maybe attire and just a little bit a different look, but I think he could definitely pull off a Russian. He's not very tall, but I think he's got a good look to maybe pull off a Russian. So,
yeah,
if that's what they were going for.
Yeah, this wasn't too long. Just a house of pain.
Yeah.
Which a guy named Payne would be hitting. Boris Payne hits the house of pain for the pain.
For the pain. Yeah, and the win. Yeah. It was a quick match. Boris was basically in the control of the entire match from the beginning. So, nothing, you know, super stand out about the match. It was in and done.
And now finally we get some diversity as I couldn't believe it as I kept clearing my eyes. We have the new champion, Mr. Exotic Erotic. Ooh, that's a bad name.
Yeah. Mr. Double E?
Yeah.
So.
Who is a black German guy?
Yeah.
Versus another guy that looks totally different. Demolition Dave.
Davies. It was kind of hard to tell at the time.
Yeah.
Cause there's no, graphics for when these people came out and interrupted, Double E. So, yeah.
Double E's in the ring. And, Demolition had a lunch pail? He had a briefcase, I guess that's their.
They had like a small metal briefcase, you know.
This was the only fat guy on the show.
Right. Only bigger, guy.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Different, I don't know if he had a briefcase to cash in or.
Yeah, what was up? There was a lot of writing on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so must be something. And,
that's his wallet? Because he's a... That's why he's like, Adrian, oh, man.
Sever. Or Severe. One of the two, I forget how they called it.
Yeah, he comes down. Easy one, a red scorpion. Who looked like a red lobster.
Yeah.
He comes down. They're all pushing and wanting a shot at Exotic Erotic. Mr. Exotic Erotic. Title. So, you know, they break that up, but people are gunning for his title. So, I didn't understand. So I guess maybe this is for the Battle Royalty wins. Some people had I didn't understand this at all. This didn't make any sense later on why these guys are down here. Half of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess they want a title shot. Or, I mean, they could have set up half of the guys for a title shot, but I didn't understand any of the Germans to set up this match. But some of it didn't make sense, but I didn't understand it.
Yeah. It was what it was, I guess.
Yeah. New on the man commercial, which is in English.
Yeah, I understood all that. How about you?
Yeah, I got all that. I got all of that. And this is the third match, which got me really interested because it was Juvenile X. I don't understand any of the meaning behind that. Juvenile 10? It's just the X, normal X, but
yeah,
because he's only 10 years old, he's a juvenile, but. The Grumman versus the Grumman Reco Roman Warrior. The Greco Roman Warrior. Tom LaRufa? Rarufti?
Yeah.
And they were chatting his name. Which is, I think they're chatting, I don't know, they're like, roof, like a dog.
Yeah. Roof, roof, yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, he was definitely over. Yeah. Great look. I love the look. So.
Yeah. Yeah, had a good look. This match picked up. These guys need to keep him, because he was like a step behind, but he was getting carried through this match. So they just, I guess they're really inexperienced over there. Or, you know,
yeah.
in their style. So someone with a new style comes in, it makes it look a little bit better.
Right. And, but, you know, and I'm guessing that Alex Wright's wrestling school is what helps fuel the new European wrestling show. Just like how we were talking with Mercury Matt Yaden, where a lot of the students from his school power Rocky Mountain Pro as well. So I'm guessing they have kind of the same thing going on over there in Germany.
Yeah, very good hard-hitting match.
Yeah.
But Juvenile X grabs a chair earlier in the match, hits Tom LaRouf, knocks him around. Ref does not see this.
Don't see the first one.
Yeah, but then Juvenile X is still getting his ass handed. He's like, forget this. He grabs a chair, brings it into the ring, and lays out LaRouf, gets DQ'd, and he's like, whatever, man. He just leaves, like, forget all this shit. So, this scene at the end, this made sense without using my own commentary, using my own logic. This makes the most sense. You get DQ'd. He's getting his ass handed to him. We already know LaRouf is in the Battle Royal for the 25-man Snake Pit Battle Royal to be the number one contender to the title.
So, right.
And we didn't know Juvenile's in there as well, so... I didn't know that at first. So this makes it like saving his body. You're like, forget this. I got a match later on for the world title. I don't care.
Right. Exactly.
To me, that made a little bit of sense.
Yeah. I mean, it was good. It was a good match. A lot of impactful moves, by both competitors. So yeah, definitely good. This match took place probably about, in the individual matches, it took about, just about halfway through the individual matches. So that was probably a good placement for it.
Yeah. Okay, this is where I started re-scratching my head. Oh, no. That before the commercial for the Right Stuff School, where everyone's speaking English to teach you about the school. Okay.
Yes.
Alex the Right Stuff School. So it's spelled like Alex Wright.
Yeah.
So now we have, for no reason that we don't, I don't know, because it's in German, we have some of the guys who had interrupted the Mr. Exotic Erotic's interview coming out for a match. Adrian Severe versus Valter?
Valerian.
Valerian, holy shiz.
Yeah, some of these names.
But instead of Steve coming out, the Red Scorpion comes out.
Right. It's like, okay, what's this all about?
Yeah, and the refs, the announcers say, hey, Scorpion, this is not your turn. It's Adrian's shot. So you got to go, you know. Then they play his music again, overdubbed other musics. So Adrian eventually comes out. And I don't know what was going on in the ring. So Scorpion wanted, he wanted to beat the best. So that's why he wants to take on the guy with the V name.
Valerian.
Yeah, they got some extra E's and extra, they hyphenate their stuff, some of their letters.
Yeah.
I know it's just like the double, yeah. Oh my gosh. So,
yeah.
So this match just starts, but it's one on one, but the Scorpion, I guess maybe he didn't understand because he was still sitting in the ring.
Yeah, he was just hanging out in the corner, in the ring, in the corner.
Yeah, like so he is a ref. Adrian, I still can't say the guy's name. But, Adrian just puts a beating on him. This is a bigger guy. He needs just a fine tone his body just a little bit, but he has a good look.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he got squashed though. Smaller guy just beat him quick, fast, in a hurry with a nice frog splash. And then that match is over, and now Adrian has to go against the Red Scorpion.
Yeah, a little impromptu match just right there. So now we know why Scorpion was hanging out. He was like, because I'm next. He put his quarters on the ring, and he's like, I'm next.
Yeah, you don't got to be in the ring. You just sat outside and waited patiently. But he's like, just sitting there. He probably was like, I ain't getting out. It's going to be a 2-minute match.
He knew something.
Yeah.
He knew something was up.
I'm not crawling out just to roll back in. So then this impromptu match was good. I think this is the one of their better guys, Adrian. Cause, yeah, he you look someone like this guy too.
Yeah.
Adrian, this is one of their higher up guys. I could tell by his moves, the moves he hits, the way he squashes the bigger man earlier. Good back and forth match, but eventually the Scorpion gets the Schoolboy.
Yep.
So the Scorpion was a heel. This whole time.
Yeah.
He didn't want to lead the ring. He interrupted earlier. So I don't know if he's a tweener, but I don't know if he's not a face. He's either a tweener or a heel because he was just in a way.
Yeah.
Now we had this is a pretty fun match, but this is another confusing ass match. We had I don't know how to say that without without messing it. I just thought about what I was about to say. Let's say we had sex. The Steve and Eric Experience, the group called Sex, versus Nico.
I didn't catch his last name, but it's double N. So there's a lot of doubles in this promotion.
Versus with Leon.
With Leon, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so this the sex team. I don't know what side of the fence they're on, but these dudes. I know they're a heel, but their taunt is where, Steve is the bigger guy, right?
Yes, Steve is the bigger guy.
Steve is the bigger guy.
Yeah.
Where Eric will put his hand in the O, and Steve will stick his finger in the O.
Right.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what these guys are, they had, It had a chain on with money around it. It looked like American money.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it looked like it was good old U.S. greenbacks.
Yeah, I'm like, you assholes. Yeah, but they were wearing all pink. They didn't do erotic moves, but they did erotic taunts.
Right.
This is actually a very good match to what I saw at the end. You got anything for this match? Let's run into the...
The only thing I had, some of the couple high spots on the match was on the beginning, Steve challenges, Leon to a arm wrestling match. But they were, but laying on the ring mat. So they didn't have a table. They just did it right there on the mat. That was kind of one of the highlights. It was a good back and forth match, before they, rolled it up into the finish there.
So maybe I just misunderstood the rules. Okay. But then, oh yeah, these two, Sex had some good tag team maneuvers. some good double team maneuvers.
Oh boy.
So we have, Nico and Leon lifting up Steve for like a double slam.
Yeah.
Steve tags in, his sex partner. Into the ring. You got a tag behind the back. They double slam the guy.
Yeah, they double slam Steve. Yeah.
Yeah. They go to pin Steve. I don't know which one. I think it was Leon. Let's say one or the other pin Steve.
Right.
The ref's not counting the pin. Eric gets into the ring. Gives one of the other guys, let's say Leon again, gets hit with an RKO. Yeah. And then he pins that guy, and the ref counts. I'm like, you don't have to pin the legal man.
Yeah, you do have to pin. Don't have to pin the legal man, but you don't have to. It was very confusing.
When he had pinned the guy, he would have pinned the guy that was pinning his partner.
Yeah,
not the guy just waiting in the ring.
Right.
So I'm like, why did they count that? I can understand if both guys are. I can't understand it. Thinking of, I'm like, that finish makes no sense. No sense at all to me. So I didn't get that. Maybe there's a certain rule in that tag match. Maybe there's, either person could. No, it still wouldn't make sense. It makes sense. It doesn't make sense either other way. So, we have our. New championship, defense for Mr. Erotic. Oh my gosh. That is a horrible name. Mr. Erotic Exotic. That's how
double E.
Yeah.
Yeah. Double E versus double D.
Versus TKO.
God, there's some, wow. We got sex, we got double E's, we got double D's, we got double J's. this episode is all over the place.
Yeah, but this is a very good match. This is for the title, and I thought it was a good match because everyone looked differently, especially when you got a black guy with dreads, and then you got this big old Demolition Dave or Duval. Yeah, it could be Duval too because that's beautiful. But yeah, big old guy. With his lunch pail, a briefcase with writing. I don't know what the hell he was. I mean, I want to know what it was, but by this time he probably cashed it in, or if he could, or ate it. But another match at the end of it didn't make sense, but a lot of good, back and forth stuff. That guy could take a lot of punishment. He's the demolition. He's a funny shaped guy, but he could do his stuff in the ring. He could move.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, pins after pins, a lot of double teaming on accident moves. I like those as well. Where, you gotta help out the guy, but at the same time, you don't want to because he can pin the other guy. But, double E and some double D's. Taking on anyone and everyone. But, I didn't get this, but okay, they called the guy TKO. The TKO stands for nothing. And his graphic was just TKO.
Yeah.
And, but I don't know was TKO a face? Because there's two faces taken on the heel. And the face of the champ. Well, I don't know. I guess Exotic Erotic is the double E as the face. But I don't know. I don't know how they were doing this. The Demolition Dave was 100% a heel. He didn't give a crap.
Yeah.
So, I'm just going to. I guess we just, if you got anything on rolling to the finish of this one? So, eventually, we get a blocked, 450 from Double E. They go back and forth a little bit more and, Double E and Double D team up on TKO. They, slam them down. Nice, I think it was like a springboard dropkick or something.
Yeah.
That's the big Double D holding the other guy, TKO up. Double E disposes of Double D because Double E's are bigger than Double D's. And, we get Double E hitting a 450 splash on TKO and he gets the win. Double D does not like that. Double D beats up on Double E and then he just leaves.
Yeah.
But his briefcase, so I don't know if he was, if he had a real briefcase, he would have cashed it in at that point. If it was a, title shot thing.
Right, exactly.
So, I don't know what that briefcase is about. They could have explained it, but.
Yeah, they could have explained it, but, yeah.
It's in German anyways.
It's in German, and I didn't catch, all of it, because I'm not fluent. I catch words, but not fluent. But, okay. Yeah, but after that, we get a little quick commercial for the new shop. Get your merchandise.
Yeah, it's a cool shirt. Why is his shirt in English?
I don't know.
You assholes. Why are you shirt? The shirt was like, holy shit. It wasn't spelled out, but it was in English. They don't, there's some of those words in there.
Yeah.
There's some words I did catch, but I was like, when they called moves, they called the moves in English.
Like a
would be something else, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, so there was, a lot of the moves, like suplex is suplex, so. And, and it could just be because they're, considered in German, if they're a proper noun, they'll be what they are. So, I'm thinking that's the context of it, so.
I'm not a swinging neck breaker, come on. All right, here's where I was like, okay, is the Battle Royal next? What's going on?
Yeah, very weird start to the Battle Royal.
Okay. Von Hagensburg entered. Yeah, Hagenberg. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it was, but I think it was Hagenberg. Yeah, dressed up as a old time German soldier.
Comes
in. Yeah.
El Flaco?
Falco, yeah.
He brings him into the ring. They have a bottle of, I don't know.
Something.
It couldn't have been tequila.
No.
That was a rum.
That yeah.
A dark color. It could have been a bourbon.
It wouldn't have been whiskey. Because that's Irish.
I don't know. They had a bottle in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they brought in the table, they brought in the ring, not the ring announcer. What does she do? She takes the items from the wrestlers.
Yeah.
She was, smoking.
She was Heiss. As they call it in German. Heiss, yeah.
Yeah, that's what she was. And they brought in some other guys. They're playing like a nice lucha song, but over another song. So I don't know what the hell.
Yeah.
Okay, now this guy's name's gonna be jacked up.
Gorto, I think it might have been. Yeah. It was some of the names, like I said, hard to get, but, yeah.
Okay, then they have a drink. So I guess this is the Battle Royal. I'm like, you got a drink before you wrestle?
Yeah.
Some guys are taking shots. in comes Nico from earlier, the tag match.
Yeah.
And they give him a drink. He didn't look like he was old enough, but over there, I think he could be like 10 to drink.
Yeah, something like that. Really, really early.
Yeah, don't quote me on that. People are going to look it up like, yeah, he's an owner. But yeah.
No, it is early for sure.
Yeah. And then this is the first time I've seen this guy. Nathan Wolf, he looked like, let's stop that. He was dressed like MVP, so he had a
MVP,
different
look. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, so at least he had a different look, cause everyone had the same outfit on.
Yeah.
A lot of guys had the same outfits, black trunks, black boots, so.
Yeah.
And they give him a doggy bowl.
a doggy bowl or bowl instead of a shot of whatever they were drinking.
Yeah. And then this is where the match just goes into, wrestling.
So instead of starting off with two people in the ring, they started off with four to start their battle royal. So I like that. That was different.
Yeah, because, okay, they must start off with four, because I was like, I didn't notice the countdown until the Wolfman game.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm like, okay, now is this the start? Why is it counting now? They didn't count. I went to rewind it, and I was like, nah, I'm good. And so, but it's just basically a battle royal with a lot of bad spots, a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of quick eliminations, a little foreshadowing in this match. They really didn't get the ring full, a lot of time. A lot of times there may have been six people in there at one time at the most. So yeah, it didn't really get very full. So that was one thing I noticed.
Yeah, and I must have just blinked, and I see this lady? Lady Frey?
Lady Frau? Yeah. Well, we should actually, before we get there, Empire comes in. Wolf is eliminated. Just some of the quick stuff. Valerian comes in and eliminates Falco very quickly. VP Dozer is in, as well as the Bolillion Bull. And then, we got another double G. Now we got double G. Greg Gwarch, I believe his name was. And he's in, eliminates Valerian right away. Then we got Beamer Guy. And they mentioned that he's called Beamer Guy because he must own a BMW, or in Germany it would be Bau MW.
Hold on. So him owning a BMW in a foreign country gives him his name. Is that normal?
I don't know.
I thought they were just, okay.
But he comes in from the crowd, instead of the entranceway. As soon as he comes in, he eliminates, Bull and himself. And so he was in and out. I don't think he quite holds the record as Santino Marella, but pretty darn close.
So he probably double parked, and he had to hurry up and get back out to his car. That's why
before the meter expired, or something.
He's like, oh man, I think I double parked. Let me hurry up before I get towed. And then, he didn't last long at all.
So after that, Greg, double G, gets Dozer and Empire out. And then Zion Air comes in. We saw him a little earlier.
Yeah.
And then I didn't catch her name, but it was Frau something. So we had one lady that came in.
And this lady, because I think I didn't pay attention for a few seconds. I thought she was a man most of the night. What is this man doing?
Yeah.
She didn't look clean. Let's put it like that.
It would have been interesting if her name was Frau Amanda, you know. Amanda. I forget which promotion did that, but I think it was one of the big promotions that did that one time. She came in. She hung in there for a little bit.
Oh yeah. Tyler Slade in. Okay.
Another great name, but we have to maybe pay attention to this guy because his name is, I believe it was Sigmasto Rappo, but it definitely was Rappo. And they said something about him being a living legend. And I was like, LL? So now we know why none of the European uppercut guys are on the podcast. We challenged them to come on to the podcast and for this episode, and none of them came on. And yeah. Now we know why.
We even bribed one of them with a shirt.
Yes.
Oh, man. then we get Air being eliminated. I don't know how you're... Zion Air. Can't eliminate Air. Rick Stewart?
Stalwart.
Stalwart. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, these names are tough. I mean, I don't think I even have most of these names right either.
The lady gets dumped out.
Yep.
All right, now this is where this was where sex comes back in. Big, I didn't know his name. He was going by Big Balls Steve.
Yeah, he was the second, and Rick Stalwart is the first guy. He's the Eric from Sex. Yeah. And you know, looking at this is okay. Now, so interesting. Looking at the order of the people coming in and out, we got the two Sex guys sandwiching the Frau. So, wondering if they did this on purpose or if it was a happy accident.
Oh my gosh. This show's... I don't think they... You don't pick up your own name because we got some horrible names. I don't know if it's... They can't go on our list because I don't know what the purpose of their names are, but these names are just...
Yeah.
Because we get Tommy Blue Eyes. What? So he's ever a heel, he just changes his eye color?
Right. And he comes in right after Sex. So, interesting.
And Sex even grabbed a partner. I don't know his name. Who were they teaming up with?
I can't remember. Was it eliminating guys? Yeah, was it? I can't remember who that was, but it was somebody that was kind of teaming up with them a little bit.
They eliminated him because he was helping them.
Yeah, but you know, when Tommy Blue Eyes came in, he hit an awesome move. It was a drop kick to one of the Sex guys and a clothesline on the other one at the same time. So he was kind of like at a diagonal when he did that. So it was a great, great high spot. Probably the move of the snake pit.
Yeah. Hit a double team Sex maneuver.
Right. Huh. One on two.
So I didn't understand this. This is a cool, Sex is on the ring apron. Boris Payne pits him there. And then, like, they're held onto the ropes. Boris picks up their Kama Sutra? I don't know what he picked up. Their book?
Yeah.
And then he throws it over the top ropes, and they jump down to get their book.
And, yeah, and they eliminate themselves.
So, what was that book?
Well, I if I remember correctly, the match that they were in earlier, or they had the book, was earlier in the episode. I'd have to go back and do it, but yeah, it was definitely something they worshipped.
The Kama Sutra? It was this book looked beat up. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, looked like it had seen some action.
Yeah. So Juvenile X is in. Leon is gone. He had to leave. That gets eliminated. Then I thought I wasn't paying attention or what the hell, but Fast Time Moodoo. What?
Yeah.
FTM.
FTM.
So like Fuck the Moon or something. I don't know. what name is this?
I have no idea. For some odd reason, I was thinking of, I don't know if any of our listeners or if you, Finn, have a Muya Burgers in your area, but I'm also thinking of that when I thought of this guy's name.
I can understand if it was in, like, the parentheses, Fast Time.
Yeah.
Mr. Fast Time Muya. But no, his name was Fast Time Muya.
Mudu, yeah. Mudu, like, yeah. What? Yeah, what is this? Yeah.
I was like, what the hell? All right, yeah, he's in. Payton is out. A couple more guys get eliminated.
Yeah, Tommy Blue Eyes got eliminated as well.
The Red Scorpion is in. Red Lobster. Because I look at it, it's like, this does not look like a scorpion design on his
For the seafood lover in you. Sorry. The only thing I could think of was that Red Lobster.
Adrian is back in. He took on a scorpion earlier.
Yeah.
The eliminations were, they were taking care of these guys in these eliminations. No, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Cash Crash. Oh my stars. Oh. He's in, but is out by,
Yeah, him and Mudu got, Mr. Fast Time, got in with him, and they both get out there at the same time. They kind of eliminated each other.
And now, the special guest of the night, Tom LaRuffa, is in. Roof. And this is the last four. He's the last one in. So this, all 25 guys are in.
Yeah.
The last four, LaRuffa, the Red Scorpion, Juvenile X and Adrian.
Adrian, yeah.
And then eventually, Scorpion is out. It's a three-way match. LaRuffa is trying to eliminate Adrian. Juvenile X sneaks up from behind and dumps them both these dorks down to the floor. And the winner of the Snake Pit match is none other than Juvenile X.
Juvenile X, yeah.
And then Juvenile celebrating in the ring. Ton of crowd, he doesn't care. Yeah. Double E comes out, shows his belt, and then I don't know where he went from here. I must have blinked. And then Juvenile X gets out of the ring and he walks off. I'm like, oh, okay. And it looked like there was more show to go, but it just didn't edit it properly.
Yeah, it just kind of got in the ring. Yeah, they also got in the ring, and then that was the end of what played.
Yeah, okay. So they had a dark match. High explosion?
Yeah, high explosive, which sounds like one of their upcoming events. So, yeah, so that's all we have. That's a new Snake Pit.
New Year's.
New European Wrestling Snake Pit. The new Snake Pit.
Yeah, the new Snake Pit. I've never seen one of these shows before, so I gotta go back to figure out some of the rules and regulations. Are there any other champs? I think they have tag team champions that they're mentioning.
Yeah.
He's mentioning something about, the announcer is mentioning something about Sex and Double E earlier, so I thought they were the champs, so they couldn't enter the match or their belts. The winner can go after their belts or something like that. It was all in German, so I couldn't. 99% of it was in German, and I couldn't understand what direction they were going in. But it was fun. Fun to watch.
Yeah,
pretty cool. And it's a different wrestling.
Yeah, and maybe this particular episode was geared to individual matches, even though we did have a couple tag team matches where some of the tag teams came out for the Snake Pit. But they had to kind of theme it. You know, it's like, oh, we saw this guy earlier. Now he's in the Snake Pit at the end of the night. So maybe that's why we got what we got with this particular episode. So maybe some of their other episodes, they're featuring the other champions in their promotion. So yeah. That's the only thing I can think of. Yeah.
We pretty much picked this episode because there will be more guys on this episode. So we get to see more people. So when we do come back around to this promotion, we would know some of the guys already versus not knowing who, you know, why and who these people are. So, yeah, that's a That's the logic we picked.
Yeah.
So what do you get this new year European wrestling?
Well, you know, one thing that we had to do was concentrate on the actual wrestling because, of course, the language barrier was something to overcome. So I thought pretty much all the wrestling was very, very sound. Everybody pulled off their moves really well. I don't think there was but maybe a little less than a handful of maybe possible botches on moves and things of that nature. Like especially in the triple threat match between Double E, Double D, and TKO. I thought there might have been a couple botches when TKO was trying to do a couple moves on Double D. But, you know, overall, I thought it was, like I said, the wrestling was good. I'd like to see the graphics of the wrestler names be on there for about 2 or 3 seconds longer just so we can catch their names. You know, especially when you're new to the promotion, like we are. So, but overall, I thought it was entertaining. The wrestling was great. The visuals, the look of the episode was very good. Great contrast, things of that nature. No real problems beyond that. So, you know, I'm going to give them a nice little 7. What about you?
Okay, I could probably just go a little less. With a 6, just because, not the language where they did mess up. These ladies, that first match was just terrible. A lot of the endings of the matches, I did not understand. So once I get to understanding them, I'll probably come back, you know, I'll give them something higher, but I was confused by a lot of the endings and why. So that's just my, you know, language problems, but, good wrestling, they need more in the graphics department.
Yeah.
The commercials were great, promoting themselves, good commercials, good all that. See a little bit more of the crowd. They had good camera angles, but you couldn't see, the crowd at all. You couldn't see the crowd as much, so you didn't know if they were cheering or booing. Because they did dub over some of the music, so they could have, you know, they could have dubbed over some of the crowd reactions. So a nice little 6 until we get back to new again. But what does we have next if we get to it?
Well, next to let everybody know if they're watching in the rears here with that. That was a 2.5-hour show. So that's why it kind of took us a little bit longer than normal to get this episode out. But we are actually going with another 2-hour show after this, and it's just under 2 hours. And that's going to be the La Lucha Libre Super Show. We got, according to the description, we got some names that people are going to be familiar with, some people we've seen on other promotions and shows we have reviewed here on What's on Fight. So it should be pretty interesting.
Yes. And did you say Lucha Libre?
Lucha Libre.
Speaking of Lucha Libre, we have May 31st. Lucha Underground will be back on our televisions.
Yeah.
So that means we're going to have Lucha coming back. So that's a big Lucha Underground news going there. But the Law Lucha League, I think it stands for something else.
Lucha, yeah.
The law individual, the word law. But
it might be Latin America wrestling. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because we just see if the show before we checked. We used to always check the episodes, run through them real quick to see if they ended, had good endings, had no technical difficulties in the middle. Just a little quick synopsis of the shows, not watching them completely.
Yeah, I found it stands for Legendary Action Wrestling.
Oh, so yeah.
So there we go.
Plus, we didn't look it up. We try to do less research on these shows, so when we talk about them, it's less to know. We just pick them, then we do our research, then we talk about them. Because we might go in half. Oh man, this show has this. As long as it has a middle and an end. Because I have seen a show that didn't have an end to it. In the middle of a battle royal. And I was invested, and I was pissed. So. But it wasn't a show we had to review. So that's why we don't know much about... There's a lot of good stars that flicking through to see who was there. A lot of Lucha Libre wrestlers and some non-Lucha Libre wrestlers that you would know for their Lucha-ness. Uh-oh.
Is that a word?
it's a Spanish word.
It's a word now.
But, looks like we have some other great, fantastic, super duper shows that you can watch, listen to here on the brand new Trending Topics Network. And I just mentioned my show because it's the best show. And it's coming back here at the end of the month. That is LuChat, where I chat all about Lucha Underground. It's finally back. Got a lot of buzz coming in. Got a lot of new characters I know that are going to be in this end of this third season coming up. So that's going to be really fun and very, very interesting. We got those guys over there that didn't want to come on. Nah, they're extremely busy as us.
Yeah.
The European uppercut, European perspective of American pro wrestling.
And we also have the Spanish Announce Table, the podcast that slams your brain through a table of wrestling knowledge. I love those effing guys.
We also fracking guys.
Fracking guys, yeah.
I don't know.
We also have WrestleCast.
Live!
The podcast has a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling.
Live. We got Wrestling Cheers, a show that about wrestling you could drink to. No. It's hosted by Heavyset, a show based out of his area of the world's wrestling scene. We got Hanging with Heavy. He speaks to the cast and the callers into the All Wrestling Weekend Review so you can know a little bit more about them. NFL Easy Picks. The NFL season is heating up. The draft was just a few weeks ago. Teams are getting in place. The Las Vegas Raiders are getting ready to... still got a few more years, but...
Yeah. And I think in my area, I live in Denver, so I think the Denver Broncos... drafted a guy named Butt, and there was a pretty cool headline about, the Denver Broncos grabbed Butt in the draft. That was pretty good, whoever came up with that, so I thought that was pretty funny. I'm not a huge NFL fan. Baseball is more I gear to, but I keep along, but I thought that was pretty funny.
I didn't know this, but the CFL Easy Picks, because the CFL season is about to start pretty soon.
Yeah, it's really close. I think they start a lot sooner, and it could be season related, because I don't think they go as long as the NFL season, if I'm correct. They want to wrap up their championships before the weather gets too terrible.
Yeah. And then in the non-sporting world, we get you some Squabble Box Legends on Siren FM Eurovision Showcase. The Tux Experience, All Beer Inside, STFU. Got Odds On. I don't know, we got a new show that we just added onto the network?
Yeah, we did. We got Selectacart, hosted by Kai Valentine. You send them a... pick from, I think it's 1,000 to 10,000 or so, and whatever the particular number you select will be your song for the week. I sent a couple submissions. My first submission I thought was pretty funny. It was Shoplifters of the World Unite, and in my job, I kind of work in a retail environment, so I thought that was kind of funny. But it's fun. It's a great show to listen to if you just need to listen to some music, whether you're working out, bicycling, running, things of that nature like I do. So it's a great, great new show. And we have so much more. A lot of talk about some new shows in the works. So stay subscribed. Subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever your podcasting catcher of your choice is.
Okay. And it looks like I am completely done fighting with this new episode, Snake Pit. How about you?
I am good as well. So that's all we have to fight about this week. So until next time, fight on.
All right.
Cut up Cash mit Akifa, kille alle Enemies, wer keine Stealers. Ab jetzt werden deine Brüder abgeschossen, euer Führer hat gesprochen und die Türen abgeschlossen. Mordel, meine Attitüde ist verlockend, ich erprügel dich sofort vor dem Kühler grünen Box mit. Der Text im Bezug Sieger, alter Lüge, ich bin nicht Ochse und ich knocke jeden vor, der ganze Typ bin auf den Socken. Du wirst gegen jeden verkacken, komme mit den Karten, die dein Leben vermasseln. Kanaken, die dich mit den Gürteln zerfetzen, die Bomben drauf haben, wie türkische Toiletten. Escobar, Business, Bader greifen, lege Lines, die tierisch sind, Zebrastreifen. Direktvergleich und die Menschen verachten, deine Existenz ist wie kämpfende Affen. Pumpt deine Tochter, du Bastard, ich fick dich, uns nimmt zu Opfer, den Last ab, das gibt's nicht. Pumpt dich mit Schrott vor, du Kaff, aber piss dich, du Hund, mein, ich schnell dir dein Schwanz ab, du kriegst nicht. Die Kundschaft holt sich das Preis ab im Business, mich wundert, dass du Beine breit machst, du Bitches. Keiner will Stress, Volk rennt, Weapon on, fick die Mutter der Szene, Deutsch rennt. Klicke mit der Gun, baller meine Sätze und trage deine Reste lack. Ich sag, ich bin der Beste, Mann, ich ficke dein Verstand. Ficke weiter haben, sticke Bitches auf den Schwanz. Die Bitches deine Mom, kill dich und dann versteck mich deine Leiche und versenke sie im Fluss. Mode Kanalisator, der dir eine Stange im Arsch bohrt. Ballert am Tatort, andere Tatort. Scheiße, Mann, ich nehme wieder Mike zu meiner Hand. Keiner weiß, wie weiter, Mann, ich ficke weiter dein Verstand. Gleich erleichter ich dir alles, Mode Kanalisator, andere Tatort. Web, panischer Bass, ficke ich mit Sandel im Klartext. Hey, Scrickflex, Handel im Aussicht. Eure Penner, stampf mich im Pump weg. Zippy, bringe deine Karten in Panik. Bro, ich misshandle im Klartext. Scheiße, Mann, ich nehme wieder Mike zu meiner Hand. Keiner weiß, wie weiter, Mann, ich ficke weiter dein Verstand. Gleich erleichter ich dir alles, Mode Kanalisator, Web, panischer Bass, ficke ich misshandle im Klartext. Hey, Scrickflex, Handel im Aussicht. Eure Penner, stampf mich im Park weg. Zippy, bringe deine Karten in Panik. Bro, ich misshandle im Klartext. Tagschatter, stadtbekannt, ghetto prominent, Drogendealer-Fan. Ich hab neu bestellt, ficke H und Flex, Strecke Ace mit Standard, Betäubus mit 1A. Meine Läufer, bring mir das Geld, ficke Kachbach, die Babas setzen den Trend. Treff mich nachts in Istanbul, Merkez im Bordell oder CL, Mercedes. Mit vier Kuros, volles Programm, rot alles doch, man, sagen die Burras. Teures Fell, wir tragen Chinchilla, Business mit Coca, Pate der Villa. Mein Bunker, Straßenapotheke und deine Kaffee muss blasen für Siena. Letzte Kapital und die Cash auf Vader. Razzia, Interpol, Schabas, die Peter. Walla, mit der 9mm, Harra. Krieg auf heutige Gegner, Bombwalla. Rommach klar, Siam Siddler, Hi Deutschland. Sturmfeuer, ich hau den Joint an, Ungeheuer. Ich hau den Leuten an, komm mir nicht mit Drogen. Ich lieg das Zeug, man, schieß auf Brutus. Wer sagt mich Täuscher? Drogenkartell, Poker für Geld. Ich glaube nicht, dass dein Hype so lange hält. Weil mir Poker gefällt, setz ich dein Leben aufs Spiel. Roya, so ist die Welt. Dope aus Europa geliefert. Und die Läufer ticken es euch wie ein Platz. Ziehen Gras im Westen Europas. Taliban ziehen schon direkt aus dem Hochhaus. Scheiße, Mann, ich nehme wieder Mike zu meiner Hand. Keiner weiß weiter, Mann, ich ficke weiter, dein Verstand. Gleich erleichter ich dir alles, Mode, Kanal, Fahrt, Web, panischer Bass, ficker ich misshandel im Klartext. Hey, Scrackflex, Handel im Ansicht. Eure Penner, stampf mich im Park weg. Zippy, bringe deine Karten in Panik. Bro, ich misshandel im Klartext. Scheiße, Mann, ich nehme wieder Mike zu meiner Hand. Keiner weiß weiter, Mann, ich ficke weiter, dein Verstand. Gleich erleichter ich dir alles, Mode, Kanal, Fahrt, Web, panischer Bass, ficker ich misshandel im Klartext. Hey, Scrackflex, Handel im Ansicht. Eure Penner, stampf mich im Park weg. Zippy, bringe deine Karten in Panik. Bro, ich misshandel im Klartext.